Hello again, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, not Ole Miss Athletics Director Keith Carter, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. As I said, he is Keith Carter, Ole Miss Athletics Director. How you doing this morning, Keith? I know it's the middle of summer, so how you been keeping busy?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. We're really late June now, and you know, a little bit of downtime. We don't get any downtime in college athletics anymore. This used to be, sure enough, the downtime, but a lot going on. We got Rebel Road Trip coming up here in July. I think 6 or 7 stops for that. Then we'll try to get out of town, do a little vacation toward the end of July, and then once August hits, we'll be getting ready for football, which is crazy to even think about. But it's been a It was a fun kind of sports year for us, you know, a lot of success. And, you know, now it's going to be great to get a little downtime and get ready for next year.
As far as the Rebel Road Trip, kind of speak about that. I mean, it's been an annual occurrence now in the summer. Y'all got stops in Memphis, Biloxi. Man, I don't want to list ones that are miss anybody, but what's your expectation for the road trip this year and kind of how it's grown so far, you know, over the course of the years and becoming a summer thing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a really cool thing to do, you know, get out and I always say, you know, getting on other people's turf, getting on our fans and donors' turf, which is always great. You know, we ask them to come to us a ton for events and games, and, you know, it's good for us to go see them. You know, obviously it'll be Pete's first, you know, Rebel Road Trip as the head coach, and so really excited about that. We'll bring some student athletes on some of the stops, which will be really fun. You know, the Alumni Association, the Foundation, the Grove Collective. It's just a collaboration of everyone, and it'll be a great, you know, great several events for sure.
For sure. And I plan to be at the one at the Memphis Botanical Gardens in July, man. I've been going to that one for a while. I didn't go last year, but like I used to go. That was my stop, man. So got to go back to the old Memphis stomping grounds. If you want to check out the Rebel Road Trip, just, you know, Google search it. The dates are all out there for July, man. And if there's one near you, if there's not, heck, man, travel to go see it, because I've been to a Rebel Road Trip stop every year, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of things going on, obviously, for you and Ole Miss Athletics in general. I want to start first. Earlier this month, you were named one of the 4 new members to the Division I Men's Basketball Committee. What kind of went into that for you, and what all will that entail, and how did that kind of come about for you, and what does it mean to you? Because, I mean, look, you know, Ole Miss fans know this, but for the non-Ole Miss fans, I mean, this is an All-American basketball player that's Ole Miss Athletics Director, right? And Keith Carter, decorated career. But how did this come about, and what's the expectation as far as role?
Yeah, you know, Commissioner Sankey called me, I don't know, probably a month and a half ago, and Greg Byrne, who was our last committee member that represented the SEC, he was rolling off. And, you know, asked me if I was interested. And obviously, you know, he mentioned the same thing with my background and having played in the SEC and, you know, being around basketball and college basketball, playing in the tournament 3 different times. You know, he thought it was a good fit. And, you know, I was honored to be recommended and, you know, for that. So I'm excited about it. You know, we actually have some meetings in the 1st of July that'll kind of kick that off. And then meetings throughout the fall. And then once you get into the spring, you know, February, March, you really kind of dial in. And, you know, I think we have to actually be in Indianapolis the whole week of those, kind of the conference tournament week, you know, watching games and putting the bracket together and all that. But I've got a lot to learn. You know, the other members of the committee have reached out. They've been really great and welcoming to me. But I hope I can bring some value, you know, to the committee with my experience and my background. And then obviously, you know, I think it's great for Ole Miss, you know, to have somebody on this committee, and, you know, it'll be good from that perspective, but I'm excited for it. You know, somebody told me the other day, congratulations. It's kind of congratulations and condolences, because there's a lot of work to it as well. But I'm excited and honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. As far as the committee itself, I mean, you're very new to it, obviously, but from your chair and where you've been operating as Ole Miss Athletics Director for a long time now, and seeing the current environment, how it's been going, where it might be going, stuff like that. What's your kind of read on where things are with the selection process and, you know, maybe expansion to 76 teams, this, that, and the other? What have those kind of discussions been like, and what are your just general feelings toward those things?
Well, you know, obviously the big news is going to 76 teams, you know, which I think, you know, I'm kind of a traditionalist, you know, from that perspective. But obviously, you know, more opportunity is good. That will probably give the SEC some more opportunity with some of those at larges to get some more teams in. But, you know, my role will be to fight for SEC teams, you know, and You know, we want to do what's fair. We want to put together a great bracket, but you know, also, you know, the reason the commissioner and Garth and others at the league wanted, you know, we want representation there is to talk about our teams. And, you know, every year you're going to have the teams that you know are in, the teams that you know are out. But it's those three or four that are kind of on that bubble or, you know, close to the bubble, you know, that we've got to do a good job advocating from an SEC perspective for. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for the NCAA tournament. You know, obviously it's one of the greatest events in all of sport, and you know, to have a small part of you know, putting the bracket together and helping run the championships, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw it come across the ticker, I was like, heck yeah. I mean, nothing makes more sense to me than Keith being on the selection committee. So, yeah, I'm sure you won't get a lot of Ole Miss fans going, hey, you know, make sure to bump Ole Miss up to an 8 or this or that. I'm sure you won't get that at all, buddy. But, you know, that's going to be part of it, too. And I know you're excited about it. And Ole Miss fans and Ole Miss people, me included, are certainly excited for you, too. A lot of projects kind of up in the air or maybe in process right now will kind of start because the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, FootyVol3, that's the place to write and work for, talk about this stuff all day, every day. I've gotten some questions from them, and the first one was about the Vault Hemingway renovations, the entertainment district. What's kind of the update on that, if any, and where are things in terms of possible renovations? And then, of course, I've heard with the entertainment district, man, that thing could be an absolute crazy, crazy money-making, you know, possibility for Ole Miss once it gets done. What's the update on that as well?
Yeah, you know, we put out an RFP for that back in December, and we got toward the end of that process within the last few weeks, and we're in the process now of hopefully solidifying, you know, a preferred partner on that. So can't give a ton of detail, but we have made a lot of progress. But yeah, we're excited. You know, we think that it's something that will be great not only for campus but for Oxford. You know, there's some stadium components of it as well that hopefully we can get, you know, our capacity up above 70,000, which we're excited about that. Maybe, you know, some new student seating, which obviously has been in big demand as our enrollment has continued to grow. But the programming and a lot of those things are still a little bit up in the air. And once we kind of solidify, you know, what this contract's going to look like with the preferred partner, you will get into design and development, and hopefully we can, you know, give some bigger updates, you know, down the road. But an exciting project, and, you know, our stadium, I've said this many times, like, you know, when you're in there on a Saturday night and you've got the fireworks and the drone shows and, you know, all those things going, it's a pretty awesome place to be. But if you go in there on Tuesday at 2 p.m., you know, it's showing its age, you know, and we've got to go in there and start thinking about, you know, what the future looks like with the stadium. I think this is obviously a great first step.
Yeah, and something that's really interesting, too, like Ella Langley, it was announced this week she'll be in town with a concert before the Ole Miss LSU game. Obviously, that week will be insane. But it's also a good, I think, preview of what the entertainment district and all the things you're putting into the stadium and around the stadium could look like moving forward. Do you think that's kind of a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I think you're hitting it on the head. I mean, you know, you think about the stadium, and we use it, you know, 7 times a year, maybe 8 if you have a concert, maybe 9 if graduation's in there. We just don't use it a whole lot. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there, and we need to bolster those opportunities. And that's what we're hoping to do with this project. But yeah, the pavilion, you know, in today's world where, you know, rev share and NIL and so many other things, you know, revenue is king. And so you look around the country, a lot of people are getting very creative on revenue streams and trying to find new ones. And so we're right there with them. And I feel like we've been, you know, a first mover in a lot of that. But we want to continue to do that. We're obviously excited about the Ella Langley concert. You know, we wanted to fit in, you know, as much as we possibly could during the LSU weekend. So we added a concert on Thursday night. But, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we've got some other, you know, things in the works, too, both for the pavilion and the stadium, you know, from a concert perspective. So, yeah, revenue is king, and we'll continue to push and try to find new ways to find that revenue.
Now, baseball just wrapped up with a trip to Omaha, the second trip to Omaha in the last 4 years, first one since winning the national championship, the only national championship in 2022. What are your thoughts on the run, first and foremost, and what that team was able to do? And as far as, like, rolling my contract over or whatever it might be, where are you with that process, or what are your considerations there?
Yeah, you know, first of all, just, you know, really happy for, you know, that group of guys. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously went through some tough seasons, you know, early in their careers, and to come back last year and be a 10 national seed and host a regional and come up a little short, but then, you know, come back this year and just blow through the playoffs and get to Omaha. You know, really happy for that group, the Judds and the Furnaces of the world, and obviously Hunter to get back after, you know, having been there his freshman year and then his medical issues and those types. So just really happy for that group of guys, happy for Mike and the coaches and, you know, the work that they put in. And obviously we'll, you know, we're working with Mike and his representation right now on a new 4-year deal for him. And, you know, we want Mike to be here a long time. You know, Mike has done an incredible job for Ole Miss baseball and, you know, been to Omaha twice in the last 5 years. Feels like, you know, with the addition of Coach Mangrum and, you know, some of the evolution of the program that, you know, we're set up to continue to be successful. And, you know, I know we've been very active in the portal, you know, even over the last 10 days or so. So excited about the future of the program. And obviously we'll get that announcement out on Coach B's, you know, contract here, hopefully in the next, you know, week or so.
Well, speaking of sticking to baseball, there was like, I remember some early renderings about potential renovations to Swayze Field. And there's a question from the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of Ole Miss. Sign up new members today, half off an annual subscription. What's the latest, if anything, on doing something to Swayze Field? And specifically from the one, the only 122, potentially moving the student section to the outfield wall. It was in a previous rendering that was later delayed. Just what's the latest on that, but specifically just whatever might be done, if anything, to Swayze Field, because the current culture is crazy, man. And like, y'all got to figure out where dollars are going. So where's everything in that respect?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. We are actually in the off season. We're going to totally redo the field surface. That's been needing to be done for a while. New drainage. You know, it'll basically look exactly like it looks now, but it'll be a better version of that. So, but the, you know, the facility part and the stands and your renovations from that perspective, you know, just like the football stadium, you know, we had to kind of put some of that stuff on pause when NIL started and rev share started. But all those conversations are starting to kick back up. And certainly, we were having some internal conversations just the other day about, you know, Swayze is an incredible, home field advantage, but it needs some work. And so, you know, we're going to look at that. And I do think one of the things that will be the first things we look at is that outfield. You know, what does right field look like? What does left field look like? Obviously, you know, you don't want to change the environment. You don't want to change, you know, what we have out there because it's unique and very special both in left and right field. But we feel like there's some ways we can enhance that, you know, even like you said, bring it, you know, bring those crowds closer to the fence. And do some things out there that are really cool. I know in some initial looks at it a couple of years ago, there's a lot of dirt work to make that happen. If you think about it, because you got to build that up out there, kind of behind the fences, and in order to bring it up to the fence. So there's a lot of work to do and a lot of planning to do. But I do think that Swayze is a project that we're going to definitely kick back up here, you know, in the coming, you know, months or so.
One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC. What are your thoughts on the future of college athletics? Because I don't want to keep you too long. I want to knock out, you know, the big questions that I know Ole Miss fans have been asking me and prompting me to say, hey, Keith, man, you want to come on the pod this week? And one of those is just court challenges you possibly see looming, costs, separation of rich schools and everyone else. Just what is your take on the future of college athletics, where things are? Because I'm sure that everyone to a man would say, all right, Keith, make me feel better about things here. You know what I mean? Tell me. But for you, what's the reality? What are the challenges and what are the most pressing things as far as the future of college athletics and all of the NIL and everything, including, you know, Ted Cruz and a bill trying to go through Congress?
Yeah. So I'll shape this in a couple of different ways. And I'll start with the negative side of it. There are some challenges, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, don't make a lot of sense right now. You know, I'm all for the rev share. I'm all for, you know, sharing our revenue with our student athletes. They deserve a piece of it. You know, the NIL opportunities are awesome, and I'm glad that that's something that our student athletes can do. But obviously it's gotten a little out of hand. You know, it's gotten to a place where, I think it's not really sustainable, you know, for the long term. And, you know, I was telling somebody earlier, you know, you got the Texases of the world, the Ohio States of the world, you know, these huge budget schools. But I even think for them, you know, long term, what we're doing now, if these rosters continue to grow 30 and 40 and 50% every cycle, it's just not sustainable. So we've got to find some happy medium where the players feel great, you know, the administrations feel great. And I think we can get there. And is that, you know, is that congressional help? Is that collective bargaining? Is it some combination of those two things? Probably, you know, at the end of the day, you know, does the SEC continue in its current path? Do we pull away from the NCAA? There's been a lot of discussion about those, you know, potential options. But I think we're going to get there. I think that, you know, within the last 12 months or so, there's been just a lot of focus on, hey, it's time to figure out what this change needs to look like. And, you know, the gray area that we all live in right now, not really knowing, you know, what rules are going to stick. Is it eligibility? Is it, you know, tampering? You know, just so many different things right now that are just, again, in such a gray area. I think we're all looking for a model that we've got kind of black and white rules, and you know, is great for, again, for the student athlete. We want them to have a great experience. We want them to be able to make money, but we can get there. But, you know, the second part of it is that while we certainly have challenges, and, you know, a lot of this gray hair that you see, you know, that's coming in is because of the challenges.
No.
But I truly believe that college athletics is still just an incredible, you know, an incredible thing. Yes. You know, so yes, many great young people. You know, we have about 425 student athletes, and, you know, probably about 423 of those are still in it for the right reasons. You know, we all have some folks that want to kind of, you know, be in it for the money and those type of things. But the majority of our student athletes are still great. I had lunch with Judd Uttermark last week, and, you know, just talked a little bit about his future. And he was kind of asking me some of these questions, and he said, you know, why do you do it? What keeps you in it? And I said, man, what keeps me in it is seeing you guys dogpile at Auburn. Mm. You know, those are the type of things. And again, back to what we talked about before, the things they've been through, the tough seasons, and to be rewarded. You know, that's why we do it. That's why we as administrators do it. And that's why we don't work in pro sports. You know, we could go work in pro sports, but we love working in college athletics. And so there's still so much upside. Obviously, you know, TV ratings are still through the roof. There's so many great things about college athletics. But I kind of jokingly say the adults in the room, referring to myself and others, you know, we've got to get a handle on this for sure, just to ensure the sustainability of this great product of college athletics that we all know and love.
Well, you mentioned that word tampering, and obviously that's been a buzzword, and Ole Miss has been tied to it all offseason. Ole Miss is, at least you can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like its position has been, say what you want, we'll you know, we're going to keep quiet and carry a big stick, and we'll react. What is the official position for Ole Miss in terms of Dabo's explosiveness and not shutting up? And all the, I mean, it feels like Ole Miss has taken arrows from every different direction this offseason, a lot of them completely, in my opinion, out of left field. What is Ole Miss's position on that, and how has it handled those conversations, even with like the NCAA, right? When they're talking about, well, we're looking into this stuff, what is Ole Miss, you know, how is it handling that from an official capacity, if that makes sense?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going through a process from that whole deal with Dabo, and you know, Ole Miss is gonna, you know, stand up for Ole Miss, obviously, but you do have, we are in a membership, you know, and we have to go through a process. So we're in the middle of that right now. You know, what I'll say about it, Ben, is that I just, you know, if Ole Miss does something wrong, you know, we certainly want to be held accountable. We, you know, I think that we're not above the rules. You know, we want to follow our membership rules. And if we do something wrong, then we'll address that and take responsibility. But I just think there's a much larger issue right now. I mean, there's a very big and systemic problem, you know, in our world of college athletics right now with tampering. And so, you know, for Ole Miss, as you mentioned, to be getting arrows thrown at them, you know, again, if we have responsibility for something, we'll take it. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot going on out there that I think if you're kind of in the trenches of college athletics, you know about. And so to me, I think the question is, and the bigger thing is to find a solution for the systemic problem that we're dealing with. And so I know there's some committees working on that. There's some folks at the NCAA level, that are hoping to find, some new rules and regs around tampering. So I'll be very interested to see how that all works out. Because again, I think that as we're shaping and molding what this new model of college athletics is going to look like, there's so many different tentacles to that. The tampering piece, to me, is a big one that we need to figure out for sure.
And I get it all the time. Ben, is Ole Miss defending itself? Is it? Yes. I'll answer for Keith. But yeah, Ole Miss is defending itself, and of course it is. And the structural issues are really what this is about with the current environment with college athletics and how there are no rules and it's the wild, wild west and this, that, and the other. I'm curious, do you feel any kind of real confidence that congressionally what they're trying to push through, Ted Cruz and then what they're trying to push through, do you feel like that will be something, will produce something tangible, will produce something real that will actually help the problem? Because like for me, until I actually see something get put into practice, I'm just kind of like, all right, this is more hot air, if that makes sense. So for folks like me that are not a part of the process, and you're a part of the process, do you have some confidence about it? Like, truly, do you think this congressional stuff could add a piece? I mean, where are you on that?
Yeah, I think the current bill that's trying to get pushed through the Senate right now, it has some great aspects to it, but it has some parts in it that, certainly – we as Ole Miss and we as the SEC, don't necessarily agree with. And so, I think they're trying to get to the table to work toward, a bill that everybody can feel good about. I think you certainly have to be careful for what you wish for, mm-hmm. Anytime you get the federal government involved and them having their hands on it a little bit, you may get more than you'd hope for. But again, I feel like there's probably some combination of, congressional help on some of the matters. You certainly need some antitrust protection. You need a bill that preempts, the 31 state laws right now in the NIL world that are all different. We're all kind of governed in our states a little different from an NIL perspective. But I think that, it's going to have to be that. And then I personally believe that at some point we're going to have to come to the table with the student athletes and come up to it with an agreement because I don't know if it's like the exact model of collective bargaining in the pro leagues, if they become employees or just employees of some entity and we were able to work with them to put, some collective bargaining agreement together. But it's probably a combination of all that. And I know that's kind of an easy answer just to throw out there, and we got to roll up our sleeves and do the work. But I feel confident we're going to get to a place again where we can, I think we in the AD room, we're kind of ready just to go back and be ADs again, and work on the things that we used to work on. And again, we all know change is a part of this job. But man, it just feels like we've made it a lot harder on ourselves than we really need to. When there's some solutions out there, if we just roll up our sleeves and do the work.
Yeah, re-signing guys only for them to go somewhere else 2 weeks later. I mean, all of those things I feel like can be solved just by, like Keith said, I've said it a thousand times, but I'm just a stupid old journalist, sports writer. Yeah, what the hell do I know? But bringing the players to the table. I heard somebody, I don't know who was quoted, if anybody, it might have been an anonymous AD or coach, after y'all's spring meetings in Destin, say, well, maybe collective bargaining is the answer here. And I wanted to go, you think? Yes. Yeah. But I feel like hey, if we can actually get something done through Congress, I will consider I'll consider our sports very, very lucky. I have my doubts, but I have no doubt that Keith Carter is leading and shepherding Ole Miss well as Ole Miss's athletics director. Thank you for coming on and doing this, man. Before I let you go, very last question here. Your optimism for all of Ole Miss athletics in 2026, 27, looking ahead to the year that's coming, man, basketball's got to still finish the roster. Football, though, man, the expectations are what they are. You're returning to the core of a 13-game winner and historic team. Coach Yeo is taking Ole Miss women's basketball to the NCAA tournament year after year after year. It feels like the health of Ole Miss athletics by themselves is strong. Is that fair? Are there concerns for you? Or where do you think things are as you enter a new year for sports?
Yeah, I think we're super excited. And I'll be totally honest with you. I haven't necessarily turned the page over to the new year yet. I'm trying to, encapsulate all that we just went through and maybe veg out a little bit before dive into it. But But yeah, yeah. I think what's happened, Ben, over the past, you know, whatever, 5 or 6 years, you know, we've had a lot of success, and mm-hmm. I think we're not afraid to talk about that. You know, we feel like we have a seat at the table with all the big boys, you know, and we are a big boy. And so in every sport that we go out there and compete in, we want to win. We want to win an SEC championship. We want to win a national championship. And is that going to happen in every sport? No, it's not. But we feel like we can get in the tournament. And once you get in the tournament, you got a shot, you know? And so, I think we have several sports this year that have a chance to win that national championship. And so we'll push that. And we'll keep talking about winning, and we'll keep talking about, you know, again, being at the top of the SEC and a national contender and all this. So, I think you go around our buildings, you go around our practice courts and fields. That's what our student athletes feel. That's what they talk about. That's what our coaches feel. That's what they talk about. And so I think we've been able to establish a culture that, you know, it's a winning culture, you know, and I think that we'll continue to do that next year.
I love it. Keep talking about winning. No more talking about the gray hair, okay? Because I know this man's a sniper, y'all. Don't ever let him be humble about it, okay? Yeah. He was like one of the greatest Ole Miss basketball players, and that's all I gave a shit about growing up. I loved Ole Miss basketball. Ole Miss, and, dude, Keith Carter was that dude. So I don't want to hear any more talk about gray hairs. Just talk about, you know, jumping on the scorer's table against Arkansas, okay? Don't let me be telling all your stories for you, all right? Because I'm an unreliable narrator. You're a baller. You remember that as you continue to be an administrator and part of the bureaucracy now. But still, the player's in there, and he can snipe if he wants to. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. You're the man.